We often hear of hoarse slogans singing praise of revolution. When we examine the world history, we come across many revolutions. The English Revolution aimed at the British government took place between AD 1640 to 1660. The American Revolution is dated between AD 1775 to 1783. The French Revolution took place between the years 1789 to 1799. The Russian Revolution of 1917 was a great revolution. Every revolution has a beginning and an end. Every revolution aims at social, commercial and political transformation. Many of the revolutions are crushed and the leaders were declared as traitors. These revolutions are known by several names like freedom struggle, war of independence, terrorism, and Naxalism. Many organizations and groups are fighting and creating havoc. The Hoary 15 organizations are destructive in their activities. Chief among them are the Islamic Resistance Movement, the Palestine Islamic Jihad, the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, the Armed Islamic Group, Babak Al-Su International, the LTTE, Kurdistan Workers' Party and the Al-Qaeda. The Ku Klux Klan originated in 1865 in America, aims at the white domination. The Black Panthers formed in 1966 aims to protect the right of the colored people. When we look at organizations like Puerto Rico separatists who will stop at nothing, a great man was born 2,000 years ago. He had humble beginnings and was born in a small hamlet, Bethlehem, and was made to sleep in a manger. However, as his fame spread far and wide and people started flocking to him, while certain vested interests labeled him as revolutionary. Let us see in the Bible, in the book of Luke chapter 23 verse 1 to 2. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ, a king." They cried for his blood. "He is Jesus Christ." He never started any organization nor gathered people, nor trained them, nor preached disobedience, nor preached non-cooperation, nor he advocated non-payment of taxes to Caesar. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew 22 verse 15 to 21. "Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." Jesus preached respect of government. However, Christ came unto world to show the new way. His teachings are widespread. Those who oppose him and his word are prevalent everywhere and at every time. His detractors schemed. Let us see in the Bible in the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 17 to 18. "But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn these men to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. When Lord Jesus resurrected himself on the third day, the jealous lot started talking. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew 28 verse 11 to 15. When the chief priest Shad met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. Though the world at that time tried to hide the fact of resurrection, it ended in a false. Canards were spread that his own disciples have emptied the grave. How did the soldiers know that his own disciples run away with his dead body while they were sleeping? Thus we can see the falsehood of this accusation. Lord Jesus cannot be ridiculed or stopped by a falsehood. Millions believe in his resurrection, and since it is true, that whole globe believes it. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9. "For which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained." Those who want to stop him mistook him for temporal conqueror. Since it is a revolution started by God, nobody can crush it. Let us see in the Bible, in the book of Acts chapter 5 verse 38. Therefore, in the present case I advise you. Leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. If it is of God, you cannot overthrow it. Men cannot stop God's work. As written in the same book of Acts chapter 5 verse 36 to 37. Some time ago Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, all his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Many revolutions ended limply. To cite a few are the Nobles' Movement in 1217, the Taylor's Movement of 1381, the Bacon's Movement of 1976, the Shane Moment of 1787, the Whiskey Movement of 1794, the Boxer Movement of 1898, the Moo Moo Movement of 1952, and the Sepoy Mutiny of 1859. Such movements had a beginning and a stop. However, the path of Jesus Christ is unstoppable, since it was conceived by God. As it is written in the Bible in the book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 44. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. The Babylonian Empire, Median Empire, Persian Empire, the Greek Kingdom, Roman Kingdom and British Empire are no more. But the only kingdom that is still going strong is Christ's kingdom. Let us peep into the Bible in the book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 34. While you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands. It struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them. When we read in the Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Christ, who started as a small pebble, became a giant mountain. Read the words of God, which is written in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4-5. As you come to him, the living stone rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Their kingdom of Christ shall grow far and wide and grow from strength to strength, because the methodology differs vastly from that of the ordinary rebels. Most movements and revolutions are temporal with short-sighted gains, but none aims at changing the heart of man. People who do not subscribe to their views are killed, but no revolution tries to affect the transformation of heart. Jesus was the first one who started on the path of changing the hearts of people and gave a new interpretation. The revolutions largely are changing the social, commercial and political outlook of people, but have failed to affect a change of heart. Revolution should not be armed. Change effected by force is not permanent. Let's see how Christ changed the hearts of people. The scribes took a prostitute to Jesus when he was preaching and demanded of him that she be punished. God has written in the Bible in the book of John chapter 8 verse 4 and 5. Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say? Corrupt themselves, they fail to realize their own role in her predicament. Christ is a greater psychoanalyst than Sigmund Freud of the 19th century. Sentence shall punish the guilty, but a sentence should be reformative. The prison walls cannot stop evil thoughts, nor can change his mind, and it is the mind which has to be changed. Most courts and laws are punishing only the bodies of the criminals, but not trying to effect a change of heart. Christ's psychology aims at total transformation. Soothing words are more effective than lethal weapons. in the same book of John chapter 8 verse 7. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Observe the transformation Christ effected in her. Observe the conversation Jesus had with her. In the same book of John chapter 8 verse 10. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" Christ's magnanimity can be seen when he sees the prostitute and addresses her thus. The word cleansed her, and thus Jesus won her heart. Pacifying words, consoling speech, and universal love are the weapons of Lord Jesus. Modern science has finally accepted the view how world began with sound, as proclaimed in the Bible. A kind word is stronger than a missile. Jesus was a revolutionary but was not a terrorist. A terrorist is the one who unleashes terror, while a revolutionary is one who floods the other man with love. Revolution should be helpful to mankind. The revolutionaries should not be underground but should live and move among people. Jesus, by his teachings, by his way of life, showed the world the true characteristics of a revolutionary. Many revolutionary leaders are not in the mainstream of life and are hounded out by the governments. Not only do they lose their lives but become the cause of loss of many lives, and this murderer's temperament is barbarous. One should be ready to sacrifice but not turn a member of Suicide Squad to kill many. To demolish is easy but to rise is difficult. If a revolution aims at spilling the blood, is it good to any? When we read in the Bible in the book of John chapter 16 verse 2, "They will put you out of the synagogue." In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. Unless the jihads and crusades are stopped, genocides do not stop. Many innocents get killed. Many faiths believe that men are the children of God, and no God would expect one of his sons to kill another. And if such a command is given, does such a God merit godhood? Christ did not start a religious feud. He tried to conquer the hearts of men. Let us see in the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 13 verse 22. "Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem." Written in the same book of Luke chapter 21 verse 37. "Each day Jesus was teaching at the temple, and each evening he went out to spend the night on the hill called the Mount of Olives." Thus Christ lived among men, not away from men. He was accessible. His life is an open book. He needs no weapons. Let us see in the Bible in the book of Mark chapter 14 verse 48 to 49. "Am I leading a rebellion, said Jesus, that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." Read the words of God, which is written in the book of John chapter 18 verse 20. "I have spoken openly to the world," Jesus replied. "I always taught in synagogues or at the temple, where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret." With his word he tried to attack hearts. Weapons do not bring about change in the hard-hearted. Weapons do not bring about change in the hard-hearted people. It is only love and affection. The weapon-wielding revolutionaries are killing human beings, are the cause of mass destruction, and finally are a victim of their own weapons. The revolution of Jesus is different from the revolution of today. Jesus thus spoke to Pilate. Written in the same book of John 18 verse 36, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." Jesus never trained his followers to make them as warriors of weapons, but he gave to his flock the weapon of love. World can only stare at such people, but they are unaware of the unseen evil that cheer hatred among them. A real warrior should pay his attention towards that invisible evil and spot it through its evil deeds. We must save mankind from all these abhorrence. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the last book of Revelation chapter 6 verse 4. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. We must be able to isolate the devil of hatred, isolate the evil and leading mankind to destruction, and the only weapon is the Word of God. Read the words of God which is written in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4-6. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience, once your obedience is complete. As it is written in the Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11-18. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Gun-toting culture will not last long. It's a social evil. Many countries, while trying to wipe out terrorism, are using weapons but are not aiming to cleanse their minds. The killing of same terrorists strengthens terrorism. The mental makeup of terrorists should be changed. Gun wielding may lead to retention but not a permanent change. Christ aimed at the mind of man and was willing to die for others. The rebel leader should be willing to lay down his life. Let us see in the Bible in the book of John chapter 10 verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. As it is written in the Bible in the book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew chapter 20 verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Every rebel leader should be in the forefront. Most leaders of today's terrorist organizations are making their followers cannon fodder and protecting safely their own lives. Jihads and crusades deceive the gullible. When we read in the Bible in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5 inches. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. God does not need sacrifice, but the innocent are being indoctrinated and are made scapegoats. Christ never wanted us that we die and kill others. We should try to protect our friends and never kill an enemy. Read the words of God which is written in the book of John chapter 15 verse 13. Greater love has none than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Let us peep into the Bible in the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 16. This is how we know what love is: Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Let us peep into the Bible in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 17. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. Christ wanted the society to be saved. He never wanted governments to be overthrown. As it is written in the Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Let us see in the Bible in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. I urge, then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good, and pleases God our Savior. Read the words of God which is written in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 10 and 11. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. The revolution of love of Lord Jesus is millennium old, though the history of many a revolution had become a part of history. Though he was a commoner when he began the revolution, he reigns over millions of hearts today and is regarded as an epoch maker. Mahatma Gandhi, regarded as the 20 most inspiring men of the 20th century, always chose his first aphorism enunciated by Lord Jesus. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 39. Do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Observe and understand the words of God written in the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 23 verse 34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." While doing law in England during the years 1888 to 1891, Mahatma was inspired by Jesus. He struggled for freedom was largely based on Christ's teachings. Ahimsa is based on love of Jesus. When on 30th Jan 1948 the fundamentalist Nathuram Godse shot him, Mahatma remembered the words of Christ and, like Jesus, pleaded forgiveness. Mahatma followed the true revolutionary path of Jesus. Fundamentalists should learn a thing or two, and Christ should be an eye-opener to all such. The bullet may kill man but may not change man's lifestyle. Christians of the world should unite, should not be fundamentalists, fanatics and terrorists. They should not wield weapons but flaunt the weapon of love. Capital is not cash but sacrifice. Observe and understand the words of God written in the Bible in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3 and 4. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer.